any general discussion from anyone today?
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Cynthia Wilkerson. I've got Julie.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've got Julie Sandberg with me for a technical update on a decision you've made in the past, just for additional situational awareness.
Thank you. Take it away.
Okay, good morning. This is Julie Sandberg, Real Estate Services Manager, Commissioner, Chairman, and Director. What I wanted to present today was just an addition, a technical update to a transaction we brought before you in June of this year. This is a small 1.7-acre addition to our Chinook unit of our wildlife area near El Waco. It provides for some additional estuary restoration work and is funded by the Bonneville Power Administration. We're going through to try to get to closing. We became aware of an additional permanent transmission easement that was within the document. So we just wanted to bring this to your attention, as it was part, should have been part of the original presentation when the transaction was approved in June.
Is that going to require a motion to approve?
No, this is just kind of an extension of that original transaction, just another detail we wanted to make sure was in front of the commission.
And thank you. In contact with Brian Meyer about this. So.
Okay. Any questions or objections from the commission?
Question?
Commissioner McIsaac?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. The question is, what is the significance of this new information, in your opinion, to our decision?
The delegation from commission to director, et cetera, retains commission authority for permanent easements. So this is a long-term easement that we didn't call out in the original transaction. But it was part, it was should have been packaged as part of that. So the decision from our AG was it didn't require another motion, but it just need to be put in front of the commission.
Do you feel there's any problems that arise from this new information?
So this is Cynthia Wilkerson. I'll cover that. We've had quite extensive discussion internally. These easements have actually been embedded in several of the BPA purchases in the past. We've flagged this issue and are working with BPA to edit the language to clarify mitigation responsibilities should there ever be an action taken by them within that easement. But overall, we've been really clear internally that the importance of this transaction to our salmon recovery values and the relationships, especially with the other landowners that are part of this landscape, that are watching to see if we can actually follow through with our acquisitions for salmon recovery. It's essential that we follow through with this transaction. And the size of the land is only 1.7 acres, so in our estimation, it's highly improbable that there will ever be something constructed there. But we also want you to be aware that we are following up with BPA in the course of our MOU renegotiations to include this specific concern, and we're being very clear that this is not, in our perspective, a precedential issue. It's a situational decision, and we're going to address this issue at that programmatic level rather than a transactional level.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none. Thank you, ladies. Do we have any other general discussion items today?
Commissioner Baker.
Mr. Baker.
Hi there. Good morning to everybody. Two very quick things, but both important. One is that this is a heads up. I don't know whether people will be contacting other commissioners, but there's a lot of traffic right now on email about the state budget that the governor presented. And it's primarily all positive, except there's a sort of a call to arms on our basically our habitat budget. And what's being said out there is that we asked for almost $13 million to enhance fish and wildlife conservation and $4.2 million for habitat improvements. The governor funded of the first $1.3 million and none of the habitat improvements. And our conservation friends are unhappy about that. And so they've asked people to start contacting everybody, including us. So I just wanted you all to know about that and figure out what you'd want to say back. So that's number one. And number two is actually a question. May I go ahead?
Sure. Please do, Mr. Baker.
A concern, another budget concern is on the looming possible federal shutdown. I just want to ask the director or Nate or whoever is appropriate to let us know at the next meeting if that actually occurs, how that affects us and our management of fish and wildlife, and if they need anything from us to sort of be specific and let us know what it is.
We can certainly do that, Commissioner Baker.
Thank you, Director. Okay. Any other thoughts from anyone this morning? Okay, well, hearing none, I will move to adjourn the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call for the 21st of December 2018 and end by wishing everyone a very, very happy holidays.
Vice Chair, is it possible to squeeze a couple in?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I thought I closed it too fast, Director. My apologies.
So a couple of issues. One is I did meet with staff, with Chairman Guy Miller of the Skokomish Tribe last week. They've agreed to at least sit down with us in January to talk about the possibility of opening up a non-tribal fishery on the river this year. So I was hoping to get into a little substance, but it was made very clear the meeting was just to meet and greet and put topics on the table, not to actually get into substance, but they agreed to follow up with substance in a timely manner so that we can have a decision from them one way or the other before North of Falcon starts. So I just wanted to give that update because I know it gets a lot of interest from our stakeholders. And then also we had a conference call yesterday, offered a conference call to legislators or legislative staff regarding the Minter Creek power failure. Only two people took us up on it, Rebecca Lewis from the House staff and Paul Campos from Republican Caucus. And they had some pretty high-level questions. I think the call went well, and we are, as you know from press releases, we are committing to doing an independent third-party assessment of exactly what went wrong so that we can adapt our policies as necessary, our maintenance schedules, et cetera, so that we can try to assure that this doesn't happen again, either at this facility or other facilities statewide.
Thank you, Director. That's good news on both items you raised, I believe. So any other comments? Questions? Okay. Hearing none, it is now 8:59, and I move to adjourn the meeting. Thank you. Be safe.